right.
Welcome,
Wow, that's great.
Oh, thank you.
It's like a corporate.
I got so high tech.
All right, kids.
It is 3:03. Why don't we go ahead and do introductions? Elaine, full chair.
Okay.
Roger Nugent, committee co-chair.
Edwin Barrios.
Councilman.
Zachary Davenport, committee member.
John Paulson, council member.
Okay, here, council staff. Council staff.
Okay. And there's no problem today, so okay. So review and approve the May 8th agenda.
So we're still conducting our interview, right?
Yes, so we have when there's a change. There's a change to the agenda. We're asking, and it is reflected in your agenda, that we interviewed slash discuss prospects of applicant as part of the council member community support and move to the top.
Okay.
So that way, you go ahead and get things out of here.
Okay.
That being said, because it is getting further behind, it'll let us know. So we might have to just skip and go through our regular agenda items until we get to it.
Okay. That's good. All right. So I have a plan to use your home to wait. Okay. On to the next, review and approve the April 10th. Kind of, we're still waiting for it. We'll go ahead and approve the minutes for 10th. Any announcements? So why don't we skip the, did you guys want to read these?
Oh yeah, we can go over, folks want to first go over Nico's application.
Yeah.
Then we should have a copy of the interview questions as well. Do you want to self-assign then? There are 5 questions in total. So you do one of the questions over here. So you want to question.
I like how you simplify your questions. Who do you thank for that?
Pat and I. Let's do number one.
I'll do number one.
Number Number four.
What? That sounds like
they're going to be more relaxed.
Oh, so that's kind of six. Okay.
All right, number five. And then do folks have any questions, any additional questions they want to ask?
I think we need to just ask if they have any questions for us. Anything to share traditions in your family?
I don't know if it's a silly question. I kind of wanted to ask him if he sees himself more as a consumer or a provider since he's working.
Oh, that's a good question. Do you want to ask that question?
Sure.
Then, well, okay. All right. So we're
going to
go.
I don't know if
I can
online,
aren't you? I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. So they are running a bit behind, so we can just in the meantime go over the rest of the attendance point and then come back to people's stay in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't just call it conscious of it. Before I put it in.
Oh, yeah,
no.
All right, so I'll go ahead and move on to letters of probation. So we did have, last month, I know you recalled, we did put in a request to send letters of probation. And so this is just notifying this group that the folks that those were sent to both Judah and today I received those. Moving down, we did have a request for vaccine. So the first one is from Gwen. And Gwen is requesting the vaccines from May and June. So then they will be back in July. And then we have Raina, who's also requesting the vaccines, same timeline, May and June. So back in July. How does that sound to folks?
I mean, that was it, but I'm just, so, like, yeah, when we send a letter of probation, and then, like, what exactly does it say? Like, it says you're on probation, but then somebody can go on leave after that?
Yes.
Okay.
So, originally, we had a chat to Raina and
yeah.
asked if there's a lot of questions about this before
right.
entering into probation. She did not help, so we want to do that. But after receiving the letter of probation, she kind of realized her attendance was really lacking, and so that option was off again, so she decided to take it.
Okay.
But yes, the letter of probation typically will just inform the council member that they're on probation, what that entails, so they can't vote, and that they need to come to all of it. So reading that, Raina realized that she didn't be able to do that, those requirements, so instead, she hopes to be back in July with the letter of probation.
Cool.
Any questions about that? Great. We do have one person currently on the leave of absence, and that's Na, and then Na will be returning in July. All right, and then moving down to the demographic reports. So the person will be the EPI report. And so this should be pretty quick. Both the EPI and the ARIES report have no changes from last month. So we're still at the same numbers and still the same areas in need. So as you can see, they're highlighted in red on the ARIES report. That's good. Does anyone have any questions about that? And we currently have 29 total members. And our cap is 50, I believe.
Oh, that room's kind of small.
Any questions about these reports?
have a question about the previous item if we're done with that.
Oh, yeah.
Item before mentorship, are we actively still asking new folks that are coming in if they're interested? Is that program active?
Yes, I believe in our rotation, it was this It is supposed to be still advertised to new members. I don't know if that's happening currently. I think the way it works is folks ask for a little bit of help and then it's offered to them. But it is
from still, council support?
Yes. It's still me. It is still available.
It's known to them that you're making it available to them in that password.
Yeah, I think Mark should have gone over that. I'm going to ask him about it, though, because I don't know if he mentioned it in this last orientation. Although I will say Jan and Anna, they were at our last orientation. They both seem to be very knowledgeable about the happenings of CASA. Any other questions?
I mean, we've already talked so much about how we could, how we still did it or not, but having more searches. More ideas when
I went down the youth road and reached out to all the folks that I could and made connections and nothing never came back.
It's inspired to hear that you were able to get that direction. Certainly different with the mail off and transfer.
Yeah, I think somebody did reach out from one of the.
Kevin.
Yes, I think so. There was. I don't think there was a follow through. There was that initial point of contact. But as Mark mentioned before, there's only so much that you can do to try to circle back with someone before. It's like, okay.
Is the visual better? Yeah. I had the same with I've been working on marketing for a minute and then I never got connected with No, I'm not sure. We emailed them. No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about that now. No, we did email them too.
No worries.
It's okay.
I could have applied it to. Yeah, he would have done work.
Do you even know what the date of the term minutes is?
Ooh, good question. I know the big change that kind of stuck out when we're going, we were looking at the agenda for this month, is that one of the proposed changes is the membership cap. Right now it's at a cap of 50 people, but the new membership cap that we propose can be 30 people.
30?
Yeah.
That's pretty hot. Wait, who's coming together? Where's that coming from?
So that's coming from Steering. They're the ones that are reviewing the policies and procedures. And when they first reviewed the membership policies and procedures, I guess, they saw the cap was 50. And so Mark kind of gave some background about the merger and how there was at some point, I think 47 or 49 folks.
They've never changed it.
Yeah, it hasn't been touched since they're updated. And so then we looked at down back and forth then, and it was, I think the numbers were at 27 full membership, and so that's why they proposed it. There was just still 30.
I remember. I'm sorry. Like, oh yeah, okay.
I was going to have that discussion, but it makes me think it's 30 max, and you still have yet to look for affiliate members. What are you going to wait until someone you use?
Yeah, we're still a number of folks who's still on here.
And we are, the demographic for, I think, says that we're at 29. That is, if he does join the membership, or join the school council, then that would be great for him to do that. That being said, it doesn't go into effect until full council gets brought up to full council, which is probably a year. Mm-hmm. So it could definitely change.
Yeah. Our target is 33%. 30% affiliated. So far, down to 10 there, right? 10 persons.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad.
So, where is that affiliated?
It's on the right.
Okay. Well, if it actually helps, I know that.
We do, I think that's the other issue. When we talk about these demographic reports, we also are looking back. We have a lot of providers versus consumers of services.
Yeah.
So that is our other issue.
We're going to get to a point where we have to hold off or start saying no. They don't.
Or those who are, those who are going to be, because of the new 2 year limit, we're going to have to enforce a volunteer to the website out.
Oh, yeah, that was original question. So sorry. It is a 2 year limit that would then take into effect. So there were 3 people onboarding, but I think they're still trying to work around that because they're like, well, if the 2 year limit starts and these rule changes go into effect, then we would have a lot of people.
So we'd all be gone.
Yeah.
There's no record of when we.
There's a record.
When you go by that then?
So then, well, that's the other issue, because then if you go by that, then there would be a majority of membership loss, because a lot of folks have been with the council for more than 2 years. Not anyone, but there would be a lot of people that would be eligible to renew.
What is the waiting period before you could be eligible again?
I think it's a year.
So 6 months.
I think they're still trying to figure out what that's going to look like, what it's going to be staggered, how it's going to happen. So that is kind of wrong.
So we have to get started on recruiting.
Is this person really pushing faster?
This is the first time that we really have to update them on what exactly that the limits, because I think our contract to do is kind of drag the seats that way. They had asked for, I think, to be a year ago, 2 years ago. And then we dragged our feet for a couple of months now. But they are really pushing for a term limit to be set. Yeah, that's specifically.
And 2 years,
I think they wanted 1 year. And we were, yeah.
This morning,
especially in the midst of what we have going on right now, the state just wholly turned and extended the way that we're handling membership. Yeah.
I'm afraid we can get to a point where a lot of us just are now put in stacker or not, and we won't have the new crews.
There's also even the fear that, let's say, people to term out, the idea is that folks can still and should still attend if they want council meetings, but as members of the public until they can apply once again. But then that also presents a new issue that maybe folks wouldn't want to have to rejoin to then also then get off board to meet to new data.
Once you get that Monday, you can do that.
Yeah.
Is there any calls that you think it's like too low of membership that we also?
I don't know. I don't. Not right now. We haven't talked about that so far. But it is.
Maybe the middle is right. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I think that's also interesting because then we also have a pretty well-attended company. We have pretty good numbers in terms of membership. And there's always room for improvement, of course. But there's other EMAs that have really, really low numbers. So we're one of the more well-off ones. I think that's interesting that we're going to make a switch.
It's harder to meet all of your goals and then grab this small bottle of place too.
I wasn't there in the study camp, so
I got that evening back here.
So normally we would go over the application, even said the interview aside. So maybe we could take that time to do that. So when they walk in, we just go straight to the interview. Other than that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Unless we have more equipment.
It's kind of hard
Our members of the living at EMA?
The work of living.
Okay.
Yes.
He lives in Alpha, because we're
yes.
This
is your new class.
I'm a counselor.
JP.
Alright, so I'm going to get into the questions. How did you hear about the planning council and what interests you in the journey?
Yeah, so I have been doing this kind of community work with Jim Butler Jeans in the Bay for like 5 years now. I've always been someone who, like, I just love and I have been to meetings in the past. I don't think I, what they were board necessarily. But then I'm now working in two separate lines for a project, and I'm guessing it wasn't until the second class. It's not a lot of times, but she was, right in my hand, so I would help.
So tell us about any previous experience you have with community planning or program planning for people living with each other.
So I've been on a theoretical planning in my master of public health, the focus of community health education. And so within that book, almost all of the work that I did was for queer, which would be drug affected populations. And so, so I've done a lot of program planning in an academic sense. I was thinking about this question, like a lot of the work I've done is with individuals. And so building out a treatment plan, even though it might be obviously very individual center. What I've found over the years, which I'm kind of surprised to them, probably, is that most often things can just be locked into several categories. And so usually it's like housing, healthcare, maybe finances. And so within those treatment plans, you build that step by step, smart goals, how can you, what steps can you take within what time frame to achieve these goals. So even though a lot of the work I've done is like individual, like one-on-one, I do feel like a lot of it may be expanded out of ways to be applied. And then I did also intern with Springboard Health Plan, which a lot of people, have you guys heard of Springboard Health Plan? A lot of people are not familiar with their name. It's like they were public health education board. And so they, for the last couple of years, sponsored the Children Youth Program. So my last year, so for basically all of 2024, I was the one to program for me and support me. And so not only did I to work with the Chile program and creating different opportunities for health development for marginalized populations. But also, my specific focus was the women's program, which was a new thing that we tried out. And we had what I ended up being for was $3,000 grants. And so, anyone who had graduated from the children's program could apply to this grant to bring their own public health idea to life. So that was a really cool opportunity for me as someone who's an FDH to actually try to put my skills to use. And so there were four different programs. One was focused on street-based sexual assault survivors. Another was for rapid SKI testing for Black and Brown communities. Another was for Black Harbor kids. And then the other was focused on queer youth. And so, although those weren't necessarily HIV-focused, it was really cool, on the ground for the grassroots program. Yeah.
Hey, what do you think that you would bring to the council, in other words, would you think would be your greatest contribution?
Yeah, I feel like levity, laughter. I don't know if you happen to pull up my car just by the middle of the sidewalk. So I'm going to be in my car. See it over here. I left it out of my dash. I'm coming back. So that, I mean, that sort of joke. But I think like a unique perspective. I tend to not only, you know, I come at this from professional experience, educational experience, and also living experience. And one thing like that drew me, and I guess this is touches upon number one, but that really drives me to this kind of work is like there are so many, as you all know, amazing programs in the city, and I'm very interested in like collaboration and consensus based, so that I can really be driven work. And so, yeah, hopefully, like, that's.
If you were to come onto the council, what are three things that you would rely on or use as tools in your decision making process?
Well, I suppose I would be curious how all of you would respond to that. One thing that my attendees really taught me was just like, there's no need to like reinvent the wheel. There's so much great work that's happening. There's so many people and programs to learn from the forefront. So I think, I guess I'm going to ask this. But one would be like, is this decision in line with the goals and purpose of this council? Is this decision the populations that we are serving? And is this the most effective way of making this decision
So, council members are expected to be committed to 2 or 3 meetings a month. How do you feel that you're being able to abide by those expectations?
Yeah. Are they, sorry, parents, they're usually there. I know there's the first Monday that we want.
So we have a set number of meetings depending on which community choose, and we would normally be required to attend a full council meeting to the board and then choose one of our new committees. And so communication to sort of them, and they meet the first Wednesday every month. And we have council affairs, which is the second Tuesday of the month, and then this committee as well that meets the second Thursday of the month. And they're blocked out from 3 to 5. Yeah. Not all meetings go can take that long, but we just ask that council members block out and go over
the same hour. And then mostly it's all virtual.
Yes.
Except for we meet in person as membership all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Otherwise we use it virtual.
Are we the only ones that are sometimes meeting in person?
That is
true.
Yeah.
Gucci's just right there.
Yeah, does anyone have any other questions for those? Is there anything you'd like to add that we need to get to talk about that you want council to know when making a
decision? Would you guys? I didn't really open to just like speaking on your experience. Yeah, it's maybe like an accomplishment or some decision that was made that you're really proud of.
Well, I'd like to share that with you. We have a term in the council's severe needs population. I was one of them. Someone who was addicted to drugs, homeless, and so on and so on. And so I got out of that. I went to Walden House, got sober, and I said, what am I going to do with it? So I thought, get back to community. So when I heard about this, I said, oh, that's perfect. You saved your life. Services that I go to are actually funded by the services that are talking about you. So out of gratitude, I just wanted to be part of it. So I think this is 2012.
In my experience, we've only been living for 3 years. And then you can say the prior to listening. But that's why I think I like it with my work. It's very informative to me. Like learning on that, it helps me live it in life, but it also helps me like understand like more in my own. Like how to like guide the staff I work with, clients I work with, like that. Right? I don't know, it gives me kind of also a bigger picture because you know, you're working at basically just right there, like you're working at a lens, at, you know, at your day to day, you're just looking at your own office. But it helps you think bigger and how to integrate more of the resources that are in the city. That's what things are like.
I was just talking to them, competency. The merge of care and prevention together. There's been a lot that's happened with this body in like 20 years. It's been fantastic and it's not ever boring, really. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I assume it's on the mission. When I say non-professional experience, I mean, it's just positive. I didn't personally have a it's very close to harm reduction. Yeah, so like this was, I know, but probably everyone here has in one way or another.
I can ask you, Nikos, how much of the HIV world do you perceive as someone with HIV and as consumer versus being a provider?
I think I come at everything from a stance of solidarity. So, yes, there's a really interesting CDC review editor study that was done on like empathy versus solidarity. And basically, it concluded that empathy is great, but like solidarity is what really makes the difference. And so, you know, that's one thing, without ever stealing the focus from my clients, that's one thing that I really try to set the stage with, is just like, I am you, and you are me. Obviously, we're all different, we all have very different experiences, and I just want people to know, I'm here for you, but whatever you're experiencing. So I think, probably, I think it's a book.
Any more questions?
Last thing, sorry if I missed you. Are you training? What do you train to do at home? Yeah, I'm a long-term HIV teacher without patients. But I might miss substance use.
Any other questions? All right, there are no more questions, I guess. Thank you so much for Thank you so much for taking the time to come here today. So now what happens is we'll discuss you a little bit. So you can go ahead and if you want to stay for the rest of the meeting, we'll just ask you to step out. If not, you can go ahead and leave. That's fine. And then we will just contact you. But then this will get taken to the council. They will vote on it as a whole. And then Mark will be in contact about the decision.
Sounds great. I would love to stay. I'm just really worried about my car. Yeah,
I'm worried about your car too.
So yeah.
But thank you guys so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Yeah, and I'll definitely work out this song. Excited.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
That's great energy. Yes, a lot of tribe. Great for the council, he has a museum.
I might want to bring a boy here and then we should.
All right. I'm going to go. So we'll need a motion, and the motion is to approve for this to get voted on at the council. Is there a second to that motion?
Wait, who's first?
Okay. First?
Who was the first?
Oh my gosh, sorry. First, and then a second.
I go first.
Oh, okay. And a second?
Oh, that was a second.
Okay, so now this will get to the municipal council, and we'll vote on it, and then working for them. That was the last thing, I think.
So, next meeting, y'all. Exactly.
Will we be a Zoom?
Until you get a new outfit But not the next meeting will be.
Yeah, there aren't any in the pipeline.
No, not that. Yeah.
How do we handle that knowing that there's 30 to leave?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, those are the proposed. Updates, I guess, to those bylaws and policies and procedures, but that won't be reviewed until the year out.
Oh,
so you're just rewarding the PNG.
Yeah.
But then it's not going to be approved until the full council looks at it?
Yeah.
So when can we make changes on changes?
That's a good question. I think anyone can attend theory. But I wonder. If you can still make changes to it now.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
But we've gone over already, is it so changeable?
I can ask Mark about that.
I think that could be shook up at full council.
Because I'm assuming what will happen is full council maybe will go over them and have some updates.
There'll be a good session.
Yeah. That's Mark.
Okay, guys, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a turn. Yeah, it makes sense.